Michael Rapaport calls for Carotid Neat to be shut down over its coverage of the Israel-Hamas war. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 20, 2025. Actor Michael Rapaport slammed the New York Times, which he called untrustworthy and a rotten, corroded snot hole that should be shut down. The New York Times is just a title. It's not a fair, trustworthy source of news. It's a rotten, corroded snot hole. It should be shut down once and forever, Rapaport wrote in a Wednesday X post, sharing an article by the Jerusalem Post featuring a study on the newspaper's imbalanced coverage of the Israel-Hamas war. The Jerusalem Post article shared a study published last month by Yale professor Ediel Pinker, which found that the New York Times coverage of the Israel-Hamas war has created sympathy for the Palestinian people while simultaneously diminishing Hamas's responsibility for their situation and the continuation of the war. Little mention is made of Israeli casualties post-October 7 or of Palestinian acts of violence post-October 7, the study noted, adding that very few articles mention any Israeli suffering that is not directly related to the events of October 7. Pinker's report also found that the word Israel was mentioned three times more frequently than Hamas in the articles examined. The study also pushed back against the argument that the reason Israel appears more often is because the Jewish state has more independence than the Palestinians and thus will have more freedom of action. If this were true, there would be less of an imbalance in the ratio of mentions of Hezbollah in Iran. But the data suggests the imbalance was the same, Pinker argued. Moreover, it is common to go a week at a time without a single mention of IDF deaths, even when such deaths were frequent, while the New York Times typically features personal anecdotes of Palestinian or Lebanese suffering 2 out of every 3 days, the Yale professor noted. The net result of these imbalances and others is to create a depiction of events that is imbalanced toward creating sympathy for the Palestinian side, places most of the agency in the hands of Israel, is often at odds with actual events, and fails to give readers an understanding of how Israelis are experiencing the war, Pinker wrote. This latest report joins a long list of studies from across the spectrum of ideological positions on the war in the Middle East, a New York Times spokesperson told Fox News. Our coverage is a vast, empathetic, and independent body of work, researched and written by world-class journalists and edited to our exacting editorial standards. For his part, Rapaport, who has long been an outspoken critic of President Donald Trump, appears to have recently come around to the 45th and 47th president. Earlier this month, the Deep Blue Sea Star praised President Trump's first few weeks back in the White House, saying, "I like what I'm seeing so far," citing Trump's executive order combating the rise of anti-Semitism in major universities. In October, Rapaport eviscerated media outlets and the Democrats referring to Trump a Nazi, and called on them to stop with the Hitler shit, arguing that it downplays the Holocaust. The actor also blasted the political left for ignoring pro-Hamas demonstrations on college campuses while they compare Trump to a dictator who attempted to carry out a genocide against Jews. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.